Sorry, just going back. So was there anything when you were young that brought Rowland Hill alive for you?
Probably my mother searching round the house, thinking my father might have got a penny postage and hidden it somewhere.
Hidden it somewhere, because it would have been worth a lot of money.
But what age I was, I haven't got a clue. I wish we had asked the father, you know, when we were young, oh, can you tell us, you know, about the family? But it was only really snippets here, there and everywhere, or Octavia Hill or whatever.
We are quite careless with all that, aren't we? And we should, you know, pay more attention to what we've all got around us.
Yes, we all should have asked our parents.
Yeah, yeah. No, fascinating. My dad died at 96 a couple of years ago, and the stories that were coming out by the end, you know, and you go, there's a book here. You
know. There's another thing, another distant cousin. There's a chap called David Hill. He died about 2 or 3 years ago, and his father recognised there was a connection between lung cancer and smoking. And his name was on the internet.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, of course, that's all out and about now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He met us at Bruce Castle.
Okay.
And had a photo with him. He was a lovely old boy. Yes. Carry on speaking.
Well, I was going to ask, what about you? What did you do after school?
I worked. Oh, I went to Secretarial College, very intelligent. Worked for Bupa in Brighton when I was 18. Met Michael, then he packed me up, so I went to London. Worked for 3M Company, had a flat in London. Then he realised he missed me, so I had to come back.
And then Mike, you're a fool. Where are you?
And then I worked, yeah, Commercial Union in Brighton. Then I did pubs. And then I remember listening on the radio driving home that when you got to the magic age of 40, you should be in the job you want to be for life.
Yes.
So then I went and worked for insurance brokers, which is what I did when I was 18. And then after that, I worked for PPP AXA in Eastbourne.
Oh, yes.
Medical insurance.
Yeah.
Then they closed the office down and I was redundant. So I just did menial jobs working in the shop, like that shop there, exactly, with the post office. And I didn't do the post office, but just generally in the shop.
Mm. But you started a family in amongst all of this.
I started a family in 1971, when I was in my first job. We got married in 68, had children, first baby died. Aged, well, a few hours with spina bifida. Then I worked in a restaurant and the smell of bacon and egg cooking made me puke. So I was pregnant with my second one, which is Trudy up the road. And then I had my third child, Kevin, who is a bit on the troubled side. He's got bipolar and issues, but he's out in Bali at the minute with his girlfriend. So out of sight, out of mind.
But it all goes back to, I mean, the main thing is that Rowland Hill started off all this love that we have for our post offices and all our love for the postmen.
Oh,
that
yes,
we have.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we adore them, don't we? We miss them when they're not around.
Absolutely.
And it was all because he had this vision to bring the postal service to poor people.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
It is.
And he was the right man in the right place, and he had quite a battle to get it through Parliament, and
yes,
the Conservatives hated him and fired him. And then they had to bring him back in. And then he had all these other activities he did, you know, later on.
Maths
in
teaching.
Australia and teaching,
oh, yes.
And everything.
Was and an how did he get man. To Australia in a flimsy boat?
Presumably.
Scary.
Which took 6 weeks or whatever it took. Because the early, around, not long after he
oh,
died.
Oh, he had to go around the bottom, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, the earliest cricket teams went on a boat to Australia.
And a lot of kids from Australia went to school at Bruce Castle.
Ah.
Youngsters.
Right.
Mm.
So he packed it all in, didn't he? And he had these dreams. Amazing. I think we've all got lots to learn from him. Thank you, Sir Rowland.
Thank you, Sir Rowland.
And thank you, Judy,
great,
for your time.
Great, great uncle.
Wonderful.
For one of these books, it says three times great.
It's three times great. Well, he was a great man as well. So thank you very much.
And I'm the runt of the family.
The runt of the family. whatever you mean by that. I'm going to stop the recorder now and